Are you heading to Mount Isa show this weekend? Cloncurry show last weekend was a huge success, and Mount Isa has the show this week. You're probably looking forward to some delicious food while you're there. Among the Dagwood dogs and fairy floss this year is something a little bit special. It's educational and a teensy bit nutritious. What is it? The Bubble Muffin Kids Cooking Club. Bubble Muffin chef and founder Kevin Capucci-Starro, what is your venture all about?
Well, Bubble Muffin's all about getting children involved with food, healthy food, and teaching children about how to cook and how to interact with healthy food, because in a lot of instances, healthy food has a stigma attached to it that it's not interesting and it's not fun. We basically help kids see that it is fun.
You've been going since 2011, you said. How did this come about for you? Were you a cook beforehand? Did you work with children?
Well, some would say that my mentality is of a child, but yes, I am a chef. I used to work in hotels throughout Australia and internationally. But one day I saw there was an issue with childhood obesity, which is very prevalent in the news even today. And I thought, well, that's wrong. Something has to be done about it. So instead of sitting back and basically pointing the finger, I decided, well, how can I affect a positive change in this? And I do come from a theatrical background. And I thought, well, yeah, why not marry that with my cooking skills and create something for the kids that they'll enjoy and basically will teach them as well.
It sounds unique. How does it actually work?
Well, basically, look, we have a number of different programs, but a basic show like we'll be doing up there in Isa. Sorry, I say up there. I'm in Melbourne. I'm freezing at the moment, so I'm hoping it's above 6 degrees up there. Anyway, getting back to the question, how does it work? We'll be having interactive shows, so the kids actually get in there, and we'll be featuring a recipe. And I don't know which recipes we'll be featuring yet. It depends on when I get up there and what produce is prevalent up there at the moment, is readily available. And, yeah, we'll get the kids in for a show, focus on a particular recipe, talk about that recipe, talk about the ingredients, get the kids to create that recipe. Then once they've done that, we have a little bit of a question and answer time. We have prizes to give away just to reinforce the lessons that are learned throughout the show.
How far have you taken this Bubble Muffin show? It sounds like it could work on television.
We haven't gone that far yet, but we have started off. We started off last year a competition, a primary school challenge, and only down here in Victoria. Sorry about that. But plans are to scale that up. Where basically the kids had to design a recipe. And it went it went much better than I actually thought. It actually kicked so many goals. So this year, going into next year, we want to do it on a statewide level here in Victoria and then roll it out to different states after that, just scale it up. Because the kids, oh, my God, it was amazing. For the last competition that we had, it was called the Great Lamb Burger Challenge. And the kids had to design a healthy version of a burger, which included lamb. Oh, my God. We had schools making not only the bread, we had them making yogurts, making cheeses. These are kids in primary school.
Amazing.
Absolutely. Exactly. Absolutely amazing. So we want to scale that up and make that into something, because the kids love that. They're actually given the keys to go and, one, learn and let their imaginations go absolutely wild.
Kevin, teaching adults to cook can be hard.
Oh.
It must be challenging at times, teaching kids to cook.
Not necessarily, because Bubble Muffin is all about providing a canvas for children's imaginations and not limiting that. We have, I said we've got a number of different shows or products. One of them is our food science, where we bring actual science of food, molecular gastronomy you've probably heard about, and teach it to the kids. We don't go into the actual Well, we do go into the science of it, but we don't go into all the technical jargon for the kids. I don't understand enough of that, so I don't want to impose it on the kids.
Mm.
But we bring the actual principles for the kids, such as bocconcini cheese. You know bocconcini cheese?
Mm.
Yep. Okay. We get bocconcini cheese, and we get them to blow it up into balloons. So we make balloons out of bocconcini cheese. And basically highlight that's an elasticity principle, a scientific principle of elasticity, and the application of it in food is making balloons out of bocconcini cheese. And the kids soak it up. Once they've seen the concept and they understand it, they then, their imagination come up with different things. Well, can we colour it? Can we add different flavours to it? Bang, bang, bang. And all these ideas start popping, and they just carry away that idea. So they're more accepting of those ideas. And once they take it on themselves, well, there's no teaching. They're actually going out there and pushing the wheelbarrow, as it were, and learning and teaching themselves, basically.
Bubble Muffin chef and founder Kevin Capuzzi-Staro at Mount Isa Show this weekend. Check it out with your kids if you want to learn about healthy food.